Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with a subject called the Bible Principle of Seed, Time and Harvest. And we're doing part 8 of 11-part series. And today's topic is Don't Speak What the Enemy Says, that is, the words of the world. When we are first born again and we come into the kingdom of God, our conversation, our words and our thinking is very worldly, to use an expression. In other words, from the day you're physically born on the earth to the day you're born again spiritually, you have been taught the principles of the world system. You have been taught the words of the world, and we operate in our thinking process, in our actions and our words according to the world. We now step into the kingdom of God. We become born again, and God says he needs to renew your mind so you think and talk differently, not as the world thinks and talks, but as the kingdom of God thinks and talks. It's very important. God does not want us to speak what the enemy says. He wants us to speak what he says and through his word. And please remember that the words you speak are seeds, and they will produce what you say. So God wants you to speak his seed, his word, and not the world's seed, the world's word. In Psalm chapter 45, verse 1, we read, "My heart is overflowing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of the ready writer." If you speak the words of the enemy, you are writing the words of the enemy on the table of your heart. The reason some people are so filled with fear is that they believe everything they see and hear on the television. Usually what comes from the television are words of the world, words of fear, doubt, and unbelief. And the system in the television is to work on the heart of the unborn again person. In Luke chapter 21, verse 26, we see Jesus speaking about the last days. Reading from verse 26, "Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." Jesus is talking about the spiritual part of man, the human spirit. He's talking about the soil that is put in you, where the kingdom is a living reality. Jesus is saying that the kingdom in the heart of man will fail to function properly because of fear. God wants us to speak words of faith and not words of fear. When we speak words of faith, it will push out fear. Fear comes from the world, it comes from the world system, and it comes from Satan and his direction. God says, "I want you to speak words of my kingdom and not Satan." Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this topic. The next topic coming is topic number 9, and it's called Speak the Words of Life, that is, God's words. Thank you, and God bless.